Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and this is Ron, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show, the roundtable discussion about Big Brother, and we sometimes talk about a little bit more than Big Brother. Here's our theme music. Run away, blowing smoke, you folks are worried, going broke, after the fall, isn't all new episode, reality is a hollowed in reality, that don't throw it up, trust and obey, there is no other.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. Tonight, we have special guests. Everyone sit back and enjoy.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I'll be there.
Let's get the show on the road.
Hey, Big Brother fans. It's Thursday, July 10th, 2014. I'm Cherry Garcia, and I want to say thanks for being here with us tonight on the Rad Reality Show Network. Tonight we have the Big Brother 16 Roundtable Show hosted by Michael Cowboy Ellis from Big Brother Season 5. And he's got a special guest that could be considered Big Brother royalty, going all the way back to Big Brother Season 1. Chicken George Boswell will be joining us tonight. So don't be shy if you'd like to call in with a question or just to say hi to Cowboy and Chicken George. The number is 1-347-237-5506. Everyone loves and adores the funniest man ever from Big Brother Season 1, and I can't wait to find out what he thinks about Big Brother 16 and the cast and the twist and everything that's going on in the house. And I can't wait to find out what he's been up to lately, too. So we'll do all of that soon. My sidekick, Paul from Minnesota, and I will be hosting tonight. Before we get started, I just want to say, Paul, I had a favorite quote from tonight, which was going to be, if you name your alliance the Bomb Squad, it's sure to blow up. But then during Kowtow's speech tonight before they voted to evict, she says, Devin, you have 5 personalities, and they all suck. And so now I'm confused. I don't know which I like better. So I'm asking you, Paul, do you have a favorite quote from tonight's show?
Hi, Cherry. Hi, everybody listening. Chatters. I do like Paul's. And I just have to start off this show because it's so damn fresh. I have to say this about the HOHs tonight.
Yes, Team Derek and Nicole.
Yep.
I'm so happy.
Absolutely.
That Derek's going to be up there. Yes.
I'm happy for Derek, but I just love Nicole. I think she is a sweetie.
I can't wait to find out more about the activity tracker bracelets, too. So we've got a lot to talk about tonight. Let's play.
We do.
Our host intro song and get him up here with us and start this show. Here we go, folks.
At Kitty's place, I should have
we got Cowboy.
I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my 6-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's hearts.
Michael Cowboy Ellis. How you doing tonight?
Wow, wow, wow. I am doing good. I tell you what, I am excited for the 2HOH. I loved Big Brother tonight. It was just so amazing, the game that I love so much. And I'm very, very, very excited about this season already. And we're only in week two. So I tell you what, one thing before, I'm really excited about our guest on for tonight. He's an incredible guy, funny as ever, and we're going to have to ask him about fireworks on 4th of July. We'll talk about that. That's going to put everyone in, you know, thinking why we're going to talk about fireworks to Chicken George. If you're on your his Facebook page, you know what I'm talking about.
He's I sure do.
So I want to point out right off, right at the end of this show, at the end of Big Brother tonight, I don't know if y'all saw this, but Devin pulls Derek aside right away. I tell you what, Devin is a freaking butt-kissing, I don't know, I'm just, I have to take Xanaxes. And I don't even know what Xanaxes really are. Never taken them, but I may have to if I have to watch Devin all summer long. But, you know, he's very competitive, and we want competitive. But like he said, I may have started being too competitive too early in the game. And I think he is abso-freaking-lutely right. And Papal said it. He's got five personalities. I mean, shoot. I just, you can't keep up with them. And I tell you what, I loved that they called him out at the veto meeting. I just totally love it. And I love how Brittany waited until her butt was saved and then confronted Papal. It was,
yeah.
It was incredible. I did not know that the 4th of July was going to happen on the 10th as well, because it was a big boom.
Hey, Cowboy and Sherry, there was a news report or on a blog that we all knew that there's a connection with Devin for the St. Louis Cardinals, but I found out, Sherry, and I don't know if you know this, but he was originally drafted by the
Minnesota Twins.
And then Cowboy, here's a connection for all three of us. He played he played college baseball in the University of Oklahoma. So if it wasn't for his behavior, who knows, we might be rooting for him.
Wow.
And funny enough, I actually have the article here. It's kind of long, and we do have some people already up on the switchboard, so I don't want to read all of it. But you know, he talks about his daughter so much, and it says here that problem is that stint with the Cards lasted a mere 65 games spread across two seasons. He was released by the team, and it was before his daughter was even conceived. And so he talks about how he left baseball for his daughter. Well, his daughter wasn't even conceived yet.
Right.
And so, and then, you know, there's a lot more to the article, obviously. But he hasn't actually been quite upfront about his baseball career.
I still think that he's the Rock's son. He looks so much like the Rock, with his expressions and everything and his smile. I mean, he almost, I don't know, it's almost like I'm watching The Rock on a show. I mean, literally, that's what I feel.
Certainly not the personality, though.
Oh, absolutely.
The personality
absolutely
is so different. The Rock has such a, you know, a steady personality, and Devin's is just all over the place. You never know where he's coming from one day to the next. One moment to the next.
Absolutely. So is our guest reality star up on the line yet?
Yes, he is.
Awesome. I am so excited. I like to jump in because I know we only get a little bit with him, and I am just ready to get this party started.
Let's do this. Let's bring him up with us. Chicken George, thank you so much for calling in. You're on the Rad Reality Show with Michael Cowboy Ellis. I'm Cherry Garcia, and Paul from Minnesota is with us, too. How are you?
Good evening. Thanks for having me on tonight. It's a beautiful night here in Illinois. Enjoying it immensely.
Hello, Chicken George. How are you?
Always good. Always good. You know that.
Well, I tell you, I'm living, I'm breathing. I am glad that you're not in the ER with you shooting Roman candles from your hind end. What in the world would best you to shoot Roman candles from your hind end?
Yeah, it was kind of rough on the hair back there, but I'm okay.
You had a cheeky 4th of July, did you, Chicken George?
You know what? That's one of my favorite holidays, I got to tell you. I love the fireworks and the whole nine yards. When it comes to 4th of July, I'm just like a kid again, and I enjoy it immensely. Your show sounds really good. You guys do an awesome job there.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate it. You know what? Chicken George, tonight's only our first night doing this.
Really?
No, just joking. No, this is my 6th year.
Well, I knew you guys always did. Matter of fact, I think I've done it a couple times with, you know, a couple shows with you guys. But no, thanks for having me on. It's always my pleasure to be part of the Big Brother world, as I call it.
Absolutely. You know, I have a big question that's been brewing since I casted you for tonight. My question to you is, From season 1 of Big Brother to obviously season 16 of Big Brother, do you think that you could have played, I mean, you played All-Stars, but do you think that this year's twist, do you think that you could be able to handle it a lot better than you did in All-Stars, which All-Stars was a whole new game because it was a whole new game for you to even play because you played a different type of game in season 1.
And you are correct. Let me tell you what, I am probably the worst strategist Big Brother player ever in history, okay? And I'll admit it, I went into both games, I had no strategy, I had no alliances. When I did All-Stars, you know, everybody kind of went in with somebody they were going to team up with. I went all the way to the end, I never even had anybody. So...
Wow.
You know, and yes, the game has changed immensely. Keep in mind, that is so hard, like, for Elsa Grodner to do this show, to keep it fresh, to keep it lively, to keep the ratings up there, and to choose the people. When I do television, I even want to do it now, is I look for the entertaining factor in it. Who are they going to watch that's going to entertain me, okay? And that's what I'm after. And that's what, if you ask me, you know, you have to have the people that are the strategists and everything else again. But what I look for is I look for the entertaining people. And that's what I tried to do when I was on the show. But, yes, it is a completely different game than I played both times. I sort of played, okay. I enjoy Big Brother immensely. To this day, I still do.
Absolutely. So out of the cast as of right now in week 2, who's your favorite? Who stands out to you that you are just literally rooting for and biting your nails for and saying, yes, yes, yes?
Well, you know what? I got to tell you, that Donnie guy, I think he's a sleeper. I really do. I do believe he's going to come out of the pack. You know, he might just glide all the way. You know, with just doing just whatever that he does, you know, he could go a long, long ways in that game. And I, you know what, I'm really rooting for the guy. I like his demeanor, the way he treats people and everything else like that. He's a cool cat, yeah. I'd like to see a little more entertainment out of him, though.
Oh,
I don't know what that's... you know, I don't know about the rest of you, but I noticed, like, man, there's a lot of people that you never really see on the show.
You know, like Victoria. I saw her tonight, and I was like, oh, she's still in the game? I mean, I really didn't even know she was there.
See, so I'm not the only one. Yeah, and that's what, and I think that's what, you know, what is there, 15 of them left in there?
Yeah.
And you, but you're not seeing a lot of, I mean, you see a lot of maybe, like maybe five, but the rest of them, you hardly ever see.
Right. And, you know, the thing is I'll be honest with you, in a way, I wanted Victoria to win tonight just so she was forced to be HOH, because that game was literally luck by all means. And I just would love to see her just win just so she has to get dirty a little bit. I mean, she just seems too pretty for me. She needs a little bit of mud on her because, I mean, she's just this clean, beautiful girl that we're not even seeing anything of. And I'll be honest with you, I love the two HOHs tonight because I honestly feel like they will take care of business. But the thing is I'm afraid Devin's going to freaking win the Para Veto. I mean, it just blows my mind of, you know, because it's, I mean, with two HOHs and four nominations, it really makes it really hard to be able to backdoor somebody. You literally have to have the patience to get to the power of veto. And what I have to say is we have not seen it in a couple of seasons, but in the first time in a long time, the pawn went home tonight. I have to throw that out there. The pawn got sent home. And I tell you what, I really did feel, I didn't really care for her at the beginning of the season, but I kind of started seeing some good signs of Pow Pow. And, you know, that's one thing I love about Big Brother is, you know, that's family. You know, we're watching family. And Chicken George, you know, you never meet a stranger. And, you know, it's one of them things where, I don't know, you invest so much time into these people. And when they start crying, I know what they're going through, and I know you do. It's kind of hard to see that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know about anybody else, but if you watch the show, have you noticed they're breaking down a lot as far as psychologically? They're breaking down a lot earlier than normal. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
I was going to say I think it's because of the personality. I think it's because of the size of that first alliance, and it's I don't know. I agree with you. Chicken George, I just wanted to bring you something up. I was just doing a little reminiscing, and I looked up your season on Wikipedia, and can you believe Brittany is going to, of your season, is about to turn 40 years old in September. Is that just blow your mind?
Wow. Hey, I'm not telling you how old I am, okay?
You're only as young as you feel, George.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's
and
the
according
way
to
I...
the pictures that I saw on your Facebook, you're feeling mighty young, babe.
I put it this way, you guys, I love life. CBS did a lot for me, okay, as far as my career and everything else like that goes. I owe them a lot, and that's why I always, when it comes to the Big Brother stuff, I always try to help out as much as I can, because, like I say, they literally changed my life 110%, and I'm very, very grateful for the opportunity that was that has been given to me. And I don't
think you certainly changed our lives too, George. You changed a lot of people's lives who fell in love with you over their TVs and will forever know who Chicken George is. And just, you know, we fell in love with you, you know, through our TVs, and you made Big Brother so much fun that season. And we became Big Brother fans because of you in that first season. And
well, I appreciate
that. To me, you're like Big Brother royalty. I mean, that first season started it all. So
we do have some callers
on the switchboard. Just so you guys know, whenever you're ready to take calls, we do have some people waiting. So whenever you're ready.
But just think of this, everybody. Who would have thought that, as you look back upon it, that Big Brother would go 16 seasons, okay?
Oh my God.
Think about that. Because when it was over, like, number one, and still going, and still pulling the ratings. That's what I find amazing about the show, okay? It's like this cult that just watches this show, and they look forward to it. And that's what I think is the neatest thing about it, too. Yes, absolutely.
There's so much love going forward. For you in our chat room right now, too. Everybody's, you know, talking about you in our chat room and sending love to you in the chat room.
What is it
people
saying?
We love you, George.
Back at you, everyone.
Jerry, I was just going to say, what does it say about us Big Brother fans that when the season ends, we all go into a period of depression? Isn't that true?
That's so true. We all have, you know, sort of a withdrawal period. Where we just miss it so much.
Right. Before we get a caller, because I do want to get a caller, Chicken George, I don't think I've ever said this, but I really am bummed that I got rejected in All Stars because I really wanted to play the game with you. And I tell you, I feel like that you and I would have connected in the house. We connected every time. And I tell you what, I just was bummed, but also it was a blessing that I was not in that house. But I just want you to know that I just wished, you know, that I did get to play the game with you, and it would have been an honor, just so you know.
Back at you, my man, and I appreciate that, okay? And I do want to tell you, as you know, I was the last one to be chosen out of that group of people. And I was totally surprised because I thought, you know, there's no way I'm going to get on this, you know, because Big Brother 1 was so long ago by the time, you know, that this come up. It's like, well, I had fun with it, you know, and everything else like that, but it was a surprise to me that I even was chosen, okay? But, yes,
wow.
Cowboy, that, we would have had a good time there, okay?
Oh, absolutely. We would have went streaking in the house together. Your wife would be mad at me, sending me the divorce papers for me to find. Like, you take care of them.
Well, you'd have been in there with Howie, and we trust me, that Howie's really a character, okay?
Absolutely. Hey. Howie is incredible. And he also, didn't he make you a Jedi in the house?
Yes, I am a Jedi. Yes, I still have my Jedi sword, and I still practice the technique. I put my robe on. yes, I'm officially a Jedi. Yes, I am. I'm proud
that
of it.
That is awesome. All right, Terry, I am ready for that caller.
All right, we have a few of them, so let's get this started. We have a caller that's calling back for the second time, and I can't wait to talk to her. She had great questions when she called in before. We have Lena from Canada. How are you, Lena?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Do you have questions for Chicken George and Cowboy?
I do. Well, first, let me say what an incredible, love-filled fest radio show this is. I've never seen so much love and so much consideration and so much sweetness.
This
is fantastic. And both, I mean, Cowboy and Chicken George. I mean, great guys.
Thank you.
Definitely would love to see you guys back on sometime because...
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So, yes, I have some questions. We know pretty much who everybody kind of who everybody likes. But who's that one person that you think, other than Donnie, right, that could kind of fly under the radar? I think it's Hayden, personally.
Yeah. Well, Christine and Nicole is right there as well. I think that, you know, I feel like there's, I don't know, Christine and Nicole and even Hayden. yes, I feel like they are under the radar, but mm-hmm. they're also playing the game. And I know mm-hmm. that sounds weird, but it's one of them things where they kind of was forced to play the game this last week.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really feel like they're still picture perfect right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chicken George, you had mentioned this. Sorry for interrupting, but you had mentioned that, you know, they're kind of all psychologically, some of them are unraveling very soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's the scope of the game and how it's changed, after some time, right? I mean, I think the pressures are different. Every season there's more pressure. Right? And the personalities are so different from each season that has gone by. Like, they've really
Correct.
Mixed it up.
I think your key word, what you used here, was personality. Because
mm-hmm.
Even if you remember Evil Dick, for as hard of an individual as what he portrayed and all that, even if you watch him, when it was going down the back in the last, you know, 2 3/4 month of where he was just about done, you know, he even fell apart, but it mm-hmm. took him all the way to the end before he finally, like, you know what, I'm worn out, I'm spent, and I'm burnt,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and I think CBS might be a little bit concerned about that, that
mm-hmm.
it's happening this early in the show, when you're only, what, 14, 15 days in the show, yes.
Well, it's definitely very interesting, isn't it? When you see this is a great season so far. You know, you've got
I agree with you.
You've got the stalker. You've got the You've got the man with so many different issues that he needs a psychologist on call, like at the hip.
That was good. I liked that one.
You know, so, well, thank you for chatting with me. I know you've got other callers, and
appreciate
you
talking,
really
you.
Nice talking with you. And you too, Cowboy.
Before you go, I just wanted to say happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you
yeah,
so much. Thank
birthday.
You for remembering that. Thank you. I really love being on your show. I'll do it again if you'll have me.
Yes, please.
Absolutely.
So
please call in again. We love
Thanks
having you
call.
On the show.
Okay. Thanks,
Lena,
guys. Have a great night.
Lena,
yes.
You do the same.
I won't forget you. I won't forget next time. I promise. Okay.
Okay. Thanks. Have a great night, guys.
Love you.
Love
you
too.
Thank
you
for
Bye.
Calling.
You bet. Bye.
Take care, Lena. Take care. And this next caller, Michael, you know quite well. I'm going to let her, and I'll say them, introduce themselves. You are live on the Rad Reality Show.
Hello.
David and Mary, how are y'all? You're on the line with Chicken George.
I know. Bow down to you, Chicken George.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. Pleasure to have you tonight.
Love to
this
you,
Mary and David from the amazing
well, a couple things. David wants to talk too, so let me just tell you. I love Canada, and I wish I got to talk to her because I love her accent.
I agree
Chicken
with
George.
You on that.
And
yeah,
you know what
Chicken
kind of
George
week is this going to be?
Hey, hold on a second, Mary. Hold on
go
a
ahead.
Second. I
yeah.
need to give you proper introduction. Go ahead, Cherry. So George knows who this is.
Chicken George, this is Mary and David Conley of The Amazing Race Seasons 10 and All-Stars Season 11.
Well, welcome to the show tonight. It's a pleasure to have a fellow reality show people on here. Welcome tonight. Good to have you.
Well, thank you. How did a chicken suit change your life?
I still got the suit. It's kind of pretty beat up now, but it's all good in my book, okay? I still use the chicken bit quite a bit, Jill. It works out very well for me.
I got to disagree with Cowboy, too, about the ponds this year. To me, this year, CBS has changed this game up. Normally, the ponds are always your weakest players. Always. The players in the house are trying to go with this weak player pawn thing, but it's going to blow up in their faces in the next week or two. It's the way they've set it up. It's set up for these for you to put up these strong players against each other, and they're not doing it. They're trying to use these weak players, and they're going to end up getting all the weak players out. And the way it's set up, you're going to go up against each other. You're going to be going up against strong people that you really don't want to go
against.
Okay,
wait. I want to disagree with my husband.
You always do.
Because this is the one year it's put up for a strong person to win and not for a floater to get to the end, David.
Right.
Because
I
if I was HOH, I sure ain't going to put up Caleb and Devin.
Oh, yes.
Because they're going to win, and I will be dethroned, and one of them will get somebody to put me up, honey. Think about the game.
No, what you got to do is get smart people here like Nicole and Christine and say, we're going to change this up. We're going to put two strong people here, two strong people here, and change this game up. You got to get the game. The game ain't going to me yet. It's an eight personal. It's too big of an alliance.
Oh, I would agree with you on that. Yeah, I'd agree with you on that one.
Something's got
to
happen in this game.
But the thing is we will see probably at least five of that alliance in the jury. I mean, we will see a large number of that alliance because they are strong. If they can get rid of Devin and hold together, I think they are actually a good alliance. I really do. But
well,
they
I just hope Frankie leaves, like, soon.
I think y'all was talking about the people under the radar. I think Christine is sitting the prettiest in this house. And I think Hayden is strong, and she's got Nicole. I think once they really get together and strategize, and Christine's getting all this inside information, I think they're the ones to watch out for.
Hmm. Right. Interesting point. But sooner or later, they got to start stepping up to the plate. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you never know. Hey.
Go ahead.
Go on ahead, guys.
No, you.
Hey, Chicken George, what do you think about Team America? Do you like the concept?
Yes, I think it's fantastic. I like it. Hey, and plus they each get to pick up $5,000. Hey, I'm all for the money. I think it's great.
Yeah, I would get naked for $5,000.
You can get naked for $5.
But no, I liked it. And plus what it does, it adds a little bit more to the game, a little more excitement to see if they can pull it off and everything. I've always liked a little twist and everything that they throw in there. I like that kind of stuff. It's something different, and it's thinking outside the box a little bit, I would say, too. Yes, I like
absolutely.
But with me, I would rather it be America gets to be a part of the game and not just joking, you know? Let us vote. These three have to vote together.
Right.
You know, let us make a decision in the game. That's what America's about.
Well, I think it's going to try to let us do that, but now if you notice,
stick around long enough, Dave.
If you notice, they didn't vote together this week.
No. Well, and I think it was because Donnie was very respectful, and he could not give his friend in the house the vote. I can respect that.
I can respect it, but now is that going to make other people?
I don't think so. Hello?
I'm here.
Yep, go ahead.
Somebody has a little bit of a bad connection.
I think it was one of them things where it was just one of them fluke things. And now that they're all together, they work together, and it may happen like that again, but I was really shocked that it went like that as well. But I can also, at the end, I can understand why Donnie took the way that he said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree on that one. Yeah.
So, I got a call before the show.
Go ahead.
I got a call before the show started and asked me how I thought the vote was going to go, and I said 10-2 with Zach staying. And they were surprised, thinking that more votes were going to go for Papa to stay. And I thought, well, you know, it could go that way, but I think it's going to go 10-2. And it actually came out 10-2. I was kind of surprised, and I was right for a change. But I think people are just wanting – usually I'm so wrong on my guesses. But I think people are just wanting to see some, you know, some big competitor go after Devin. And I think that, you know, Zach was right in using that to his advantage and saying, you know, you guys want to see Devin go. You realize that he's my number one target, so keep me here. And I will do everything in my power to get rid of him. And everybody wants somebody else to do their dirty work. So they kept Zach in hopes that he will do just that, you know, be the one to finally, you know, get rid of Devin. And if he, you know, if he can do that.
I have seen a lot of people that are also saying they think they should get Caleb out first because he is the possible glue or whatever term used, you know, for Devin, maybe not so much anymore, and Amber. And maybe they should target him first. And then I know Nicole really, really wants to get out Amber. So this HOH, you know, strategy is going to be interesting to see how it goes.
Hmm. You have a point.
I think that Nicole will put up Caleb and Amber.
Wow.
I do.
My only thing
he
about
said
this
it all week
is I still think Frankie's got so much pull in this house.
Oh, well.
I think you got to wait and see which way he goes. Cause
he don't, David. They all know that he's playing the whole house.
It don't matter. He's still persuading them.
Okay.
I'm telling you, Mary.
I like that guy.
Yeah, I want to. With Zach's speech at the veto, did y'all find that defensive? You know, I didn't find it defensive. I thought it was very put together.
I think that Frankie made way too much of a big deal about it. All he said was, I'm not disrespecting you, Frankie, or something like that. It was something.
He called him out.
No, he did not.
Why did he only say Frankie's name?
He said Frankie and Caleb.
Here's the thing, Mary. Listening to the feeds in detail for quite a while, the lot of editing done to get that blow up in. So I think there was maybe some more.
Right, I understand that because I thought, you know, look how much editing CBS does from the live feeds that I watch all day long. I told David today, I said, how in the world are they going to put from Monday to Thursday in tonight's show in 30 minutes and still have eviction and HOH. You know, how in the world could they do that? Everything has gone down. They haven't showed where Zach went out and blew the alliance first. They didn't show where last week where Devin told Caleb that Amber's not into him, and that was a big old blow-up. Above all, you
Isn't
know?
Isn't it funny how it's the guys who are falling in love with the girls this season instead of the girls falling in love with the guys? Usually it's the girls who are all love-struck, you know, and falling in love with the guys, and they're just all, you know, in puppy love over the guys. This year it's the guys who have just fallen in love so quickly with the girls, and it's so different to see the guys just falling all over themselves over the women.
Hey,
yeah, but
Sherry,
Caleb talked a lot about Los Angeles with Amber. He fell in love with her just in sequester at final interview.
Right. Let me just point this out, Terry. This is kind of a good segue to the Team America missions this week. One of them being them trying to start a rumor about get them to kiss and start a rumor about a showmance. And what was the other one? Oh, that somebody
to
in the house.
To say that a person's kin to a past house guest.
Past house guest. I'm worried about the showmance thing because that always hurts people's games. And I also don't think they'll be able to convince two people to kiss. What do you guys think about this, the possible missions?
Oh, I think they'll get it.
That's the hardest one.
I think
the
they'll
showman?
Get it. Yeah, I think they'll get it.
Yeah,
keep in mind that these people are confined, okay? You got to look at it that way. They're confined and they're bored. They don't have a lot to do. You're going to see it. You're going to see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you give them a challenge.
Yeah. Dare them.
Like play truth or dare. And then say, Hayden, I dare you to kiss Nicole.
It'd be too easy to do that.
That would be way easy. The other hardest thing would be to say, hey, I bet you so-and-so is kin to somebody, because if it's never been brought up yet in 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
then it's kind of not reliable.
Well, the thing is, we don't know how America voted, and I don't know about you guys, but I was disappointed that they didn't tell us which mission they're going on, weren't you?
Me too.
I agree with that, man.
I was also disappointed. Last week we voted for a whole week for America's Players. This week, oh no, it just that they just stopped it quick on you. You know what I mean? How do you know they didn't stop it when they wanted it stopped? That's what made me mad. They should have given a definite deadline. I don't remember them saying 12 o'clock Tuesday.
No,
they have a point. They did,
hey, everybody.
David.
I gotta go here. So
we have a couple more callers.
Go ahead, Terry. We'll let y'all go, okay? Chicken George, such an honor to talk to you.
My pleasure, and I enjoy your show, okay? Thank you so much.
Talk to y'all later, and you all just keep
thank you, Mary and David.
Love y'all.
Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye,
hang
cowboy.
On, George. Hang on, George.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Okay.
He misunderstood. He's gone.
Yeah,
Chicken
he was only giving us a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah, he was only going to give us 30 minutes because he had things to do.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, but anyways, it's always a pleasure to have him. I mean, he is so incredible.
I was just saying goodbye to Mary and David. I didn't mean for him to hang up.
Well, he was saying goodbye in the middle of them, and you just couldn't hear through everybody saying bye.
Well, I hate that I didn't get to say goodbye to him, but we do still have a caller. one hung up, and we do still have one holding, so.
Okay.
If you'd like to take it now.
Absolutely.
Okay, we've got Kid Shacky Tony. How are you, Tony?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Real good. How are you?
I'm good. All I got to say is, hey, the bomb squad, they blew up.
Yes, they did.
I
are
just
you
watching
enjoying
them
the
on
season,
a feed.
Tony?
Yeah, I'm loving this season. I was watching on the feeds, and I think I seen Devin going around just about telling the whole house about the bomb squad. I was shocked.
Oh, yeah. That's what Mary was talking about in the editing. After the veto ceremony, Zach had not told anybody about the bomb squad, but then goes outside on the back couches and spills the entire thing to Hayden. So they thought, how are we going to fix this? Let's get Hayden in to the bomb squad so he doesn't blow it up with us. And then, obviously, a little bit later, Devin decides to tell Donnie. He wakes him up at like 3 in the morning, felt so bad for Donnie. Did you see that, Cherry? He was pissed that he woke him up that early. Tells him, and then he tells Brittany, then he tells Jocasta, and of course just goes crazy from there, but yeah.
Yeah, it was really crazy to watch.
Yeah, it's been a great season. And, you know, they're throwing a lot of interesting twists, and like I said at the beginning of the show, I can't wait to find out what these activity tracker bracelets are going to do. They didn't really explain them. They just told us about them without much of an explanation about what they're going to do for us.
I think Julie, at the end of tonight's episode, as she said, that's going to evolve into like a future twist or something like that.
Yeah, that was a hint.
Yeah.
Redwine in the chat room says they're Fitbits.
Yeah, actually, Derek looked at him and said his buddy has one of those things, so he's all familiar with it. And he talked about how it's downloaded. He said there's a little mini USB port in here, and he's just showing Donnie. And so, yeah, he actually named that that product.
Interesting.
By the way,
I think Devin's safety is not good this week at all.
Yeah, he does. Unless he, if he would win the power of veto, but I don't think they're going to put him on the block. I think they're going to try for a backdoor with Devin.
Absolutely.
They would almost have to, I mean, to be able to pull that off.
Yeah, he's too good at to put him on the block.
I still think they're going to try to nominate it, and then if they nominate and he wins battle to block and he gets off, and then they're that's probably when they're going to try to backdoor him. Well, it's not really a backdoor, but still try to get him out, you know.
If he wins, though, I just want to correct you on that, Tony. This is kind of confusing with this twist, but if he is on the winning team of Battle of the Block, he is immune. He cannot be nominated if he and his partner win that. So
I did not know that.
Yep.
That's why it's so dangerous if they put him on the block. That's why I think they'll go the backdoor route and not even put him on the block.
Yeah, I didn't even know the whole winning battle or block thing makes you immune. That's going to put the whole game into a twist. And it's just going to make it harder to get Devin or whoever they put on the block to get out.
He's driving everybody crazy. Like Cowboy said at the beginning of the show, he's talking about he may need Xanax if he has to watch him for much longer. And I said last week, we're all going to need meds if we have to watch him for too much longer. He's driving, and if we're not even living in the house with him, we're just watching him on TV. Imagine living 24/7 with him where you can't escape him ever.
Yeah.
I can't fathom what those people are going through. He's got to be driving them completely crazy. So I can't imagine how badly they want him out.
All I've got to say is reference the bomb squad.
Yeah, they blew up.
Well,
sure
it's
did.
Like Terry and everybody's been saying, we're barely into the season, and it is a great show, and I'm so glad that you called in tonight, Tony, and hopefully
no problem.
Call in
who's
some more.
Favorite,
we got.
Who's your favorite, Tony?
I got two favorites. It's Nicole and Donnie. Those two, hands down. I want one of them to win at least, and I think Donnie's going far. It's good talking to you guys, though. Thank you for having me on.
Great talking to you, Tony, too.
Peace.
Call in again soon, okay?
Boy, I feel like eating some apple pie. and maybe petting a bald eagle.
That was interesting because it was funny because I was watching the live feeds at the time and I didn't know about the secret words. And there was a conversation just kind of out of the blue, started talking about these bald eagles, and they were thinking, oh, my goodness, it might be Caleb. And I think they were sweating a little bit. Don't you agree, Cherry?
Yes. That was definitely sort of a nail-biter there for a little bit.
So I have to say this. When Frankie was in the diary room, I really loved when he was talking about the veto about the space. He said that he wanted to decorate his room into floating balls. I laughed so hard. Sorry, it's just at random. But when he said that, I literally just laughed. Because when he says things, I mean, he's just too funny. I mean, it was just incredible. I love that competition. But that competition was tough. I mean, balancing, which they've done that before, where you've had to mobile the balls like that. And I tell you what, I guarantee you, that would be really tough, especially when your nerves is there and you know that you have to win that competition. Also, I got in my notes with Zach telling Devin, well, just put me up when he was laying on the couch. We got to also understand that was second day of him being have not. He was tired. He was hungry. I don't think he meant really to put him up. But Devin, I think, just took that and was like, well, he told me to put him up, so I'm going to do it. I am glad that backfired in his face this week.
It's going to be an interesting week to see how this all plays out, you know, who they put up and what strategy they use to work this out. There's sure to be some strategizing going on, and you know, with now having two HOHs, it's going to be really interesting to see who they're going to go after, whether it's going to be Devin or possibly Caleb, and what kind of strategy they're going to use to get their mission accomplished. It's already a crazy, crazy season, but, you know, we certainly haven't been bored this season by any means.
Absolutely not, and it's already taken over my life like it often does, but it's like I feel I can't leave the feeds, and there's always somebody that stays up till sunrise, and it's thank goodness for flashback. That's all I can say.
Absolutely.
Yep. Those are always handy.
I'll tell you what. The live feeds, see, these house guests, shoot, is literally staying up until 6, 7 o'clock Central Time. I don't see that. Our season, we were in bed by 2 to 3 o'clock in the morning. And then you have this season going almost, well, I guess that time it would be almost 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I mean, they're literally going 2 hours after what usually I'm used to. And, I mean, they're all strategizing, too. I mean, it seems like this season is literally strategizing the whole freaking time, which is good, but I guarantee you their mouths are dry. Get them some bottles of water.
We have more callers again, if you're interested.
Absolutely.
Okay. We have somebody that you know and love. We have Mr. Chi-Town Joe.
Hi, everybody.
How are you, Joe?
Good evening. I'm doing great. I had a couple funny things to say. You know, they've only gotten liquor twice so far this season. That
really?
Might be, yes, that might be why they're not tired. You know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's one thing. Another thing is when you were talking about the ball thing, did you hear Julie, what she said? About picking up all your balls?
Yeah,
that was funny. The other thing I wanted to touch on was what Cherry was done. They put those things on yesterday, and I've already gotten a list of the five most active house guests so far in the house in one day. You know, they have them for a day, and they turn them on, and then they at the end of the day, they put them in a sleep mode. And they have how many steps they've taken per day, how many miles they would have traveled, how many calories they would have burned, that kind of thing. And this, the first day was yesterday to today. Number one was Zach. Number two was Derek. Number three was Frankie. Number four was Devin. And number five was Hayden. Zach took 4,690 steps. He traveled 2.15 miles. He burned 2,295 calories. I mean, and then they also tell you who's the laziest in the house, too. But it's on the CBS.com. And I think you can get that for free every day.
Yeah, I would say this be interesting. I saw that, Joe, and it'll be interesting to see when they're not in a lockdown, because since they've been in a lockdown ever since they got those bracelets. And I mean, Zach, excuse me, certainly has been hyper prior to tonight's eviction, but he's also known as sleeping so much, and that was a surprise to me.
Yeah, to me too. But you know, some of the other guys burn more calories, or you know, that kind of a deal. Like Derek walked more, and so did Devin. As crazy as that sounds, you know, so. You have to look it up on the – it's called the Big Brother Activity Tracker -CBS.com, and they'll be updating that, I think, every day now, because they're wearing them. They were wearing them tonight. So, and I caught some – like you, Paul, we talked yesterday, and you too, Cowboy. I mean – it's weird for them to be up so late. I mean, the other day they were up at 8:30 Central Time, you know. And what I do is then I let my cleaning lady in and I go to sleep, you know, and try to get up by 11 so I can see the – because that's when they're waking up. And Donnie always says hello to the camera to his girlfriend. I don't know if people have been picking that up yet on the feed, so, but interesting.
Absolutely. It's like instead of giving them alcohol, they gave them a Red Bull.
Yeah, and you know, nobody is smoking in the house but Donnie, and he's not smoking, he's chewing tobacco, and he can only chew it outside, which is kind of weird. I would have thought they would have done something with e-cigarettes this year. You know? What did you think?
I don't think a lot of them smokes. I mean, they would. I think what I've seen is they smoked it when there was someone in there smoking. But
yeah.
I don't think that there's a lot of regulars this season.
Well, as you say, I know that Nicole and Christine smoke, and I think that Brittany smokes a little bit, but nobody brought cigarettes with them this year, as stupid as they are. I hate to say that, because remember when Evil Dick went in, he must have brought a whole season in with him instead
right.
of clothes. He was smart, you know, for what he how much he smoked, and he used them as you know, working out deals and things like that. So, but that's going to be quite interesting to see how this all turns out and how they're all going to be put up this season and how it's. You know, I love Donnie to death. I don't know if he has it, in him to last the whole season without them tossing him, you know?
Well,
but Derek's doing great. I mean, if Zach didn't have Derek, Zach would have been out the door. As far as I, you know, see it. So, yeah, I'll let you go because we have a bad connection. So, but it's just the weather, and it's nice up here. But who knows? You know how Blog Talk is. So, I will talk to you later. And good night, everybody. I'm still hanging on with you. I have to just reply to Jen. She sent me something. So,
all right,
I'll tell her you'd say hi.
Please do. Thank you, Joe.
Okay.
Love you.
Bye. Bye, guys.
And we have another caller. We have Bethany. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. You're on with Cowboy. How are you?
Hello. I'm great. How
Hello.
Are you guys
How
doing?
Are you tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to finally get to talk to you guys.
I know. It's about time.
I know. I'm so excited about this season already. Don't you guys like most of the cast? I mean, don't you feel like you could at least, you know, hang around with them as people? And it's nice to
yeah.
have that in a cast for
yeah.
most of them. I won't point fingers at who I wouldn't hang out with, but I think we all know.
Somebody with five personalities?
Yeah. And that was
that. hey, that's at least enough for a basketball team.
Yes, exactly. But all in all, they all seem to be just really good people.
But, I agree.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think that I literally hate Devin. It's just one of them things where I'm just tired of Devin.
Oh, I totally understand.
But overall, I mean, the other house guests, I mean, I love their personalities. I love what they bring to the table. The only complaint I have is Victoria. I didn't even really know she exists. So it's just
yeah.
one of those things where I just kind of like to see her come out of her shell a little bit and introduce herself. Hello, America. I'm Victoria. You know, I just would like to see a little bit more from her.
I totally agree. I think it's hard right now, as long as Devin is such a big personality in the house. He talks a lot, and he has a lot to say that causes a lot of emotions in other people. So I think that gets portrayed on the TV a lot more than they can put anything else on. I mean, you know, Victoria, some of her conversations aren't as interesting. But she was singing an Ariana Grande song the other night while she was laying in the hammock, and Frankie was sitting there. She was singing it in front of Frankie, and Frankie said, I like that song, and she said, I'm obsessed with her. I think that's the order it went in. And he said, I love that song. So,
what a coinkydink, huh?
I know. But
wait,
I don't understand
she finds
why they're
out.
Not putting it together. I don't understand. He mentioned his last name to like five of the house guests. I believe it was yesterday. And they know he has a sister named Ari.
Yeah, that I heard that too, Bethany. And excuse me. And I thought somebody was bound to be able to pick up on that, but apparently nobody has.
I think, like I said before, I honestly think that they're all honed in on one person or two people right now, and that's pretty much Devin and Caleb. And I think everybody's emotions and everybody's talk is pretty much staying towards that one thing. and other things are just getting not picked up on yet.
You know what would be, you know what would be interesting along the lines of those activity trackers, if there was such a device that would pick up how many times a house guest's name was brought up.
Exactly. That would be good, too. I'm very curious to see what they're going to do with those. I have a friend that has one, and you can link it up with an iPhone, or it goes with an app, so it helps people lose weight and kind of compete with each other. So people, a lot of people use it because it helps to motivate them to lose weight because they can kind of, like I said, compete with each other. So I'm wondering if they're competing ultimately with each other and they don't really realize it.
Could be. They, you know, I'm sure they'll have some sort of I don't know if it will be a competition or it will play out in some way with fan interaction or something down the road, probably sooner than later. So we'll see how they use them. But I think it's going to be interesting to see what, you know, because I think it's going to have something to do with fan interaction. And so we'll see, you know, how the fans are going to interact with them having these bracelets on and what the fans are going to have to do with it. Because
I wonder how many people are going to buy those Fitbits now. This is a big endorsement, so.
Oh, my goodness, yes. But I just thought of a possibility. What if the first place person over a length of time automatically is, you know, HOH or immune or something like that?
Zach was number one today.
It could have something to do with calories today. It could have something to do with have not.
Oh, have-nots, I like that possibility, too.
Yeah.
The people who have the lowest amount of calories burned or something like that, or steps in the house or whatever, steps per day, have to go on, you know, be a have-not. You know, who knows? There's so many possibilities.
Definitely.
So,
have you guys seen them tracking it on CBS.com? Have you guys looked at that yet?
I have. I have, and I think I'm waiting till they get released, till the lockdown is over, to see how much it changes.
Yes, that'll be interesting. I think that as soon as Zach gets off of Have Not, he probably won't be winning because I think he'll probably go back to sleeping 20 hours a day.
Yeah.
He sleeps a lot, but I think that's good for his game.
Wait a minute. We've got somebody in the chat room. Jason, JTV, said on the feeds, breaking news, Hayden just announced, I think there's a word left out, and got on his knees to Nicole. Yeah, I was just, Cherry, you posted my question. announced what?
I have it on right here. I just see him laying on the ground now.
Oh, he announced the showmance. I wonder if
they got that as their
mission,
and that's the showmance.
The mission said he has to answer.
Well, it'll come. You know,
I have a question for you guys that I've been wanting to know what you guys think about it. I have a question for you guys. Before I got to get off of here, I just wanted to know, do you guys think that ultimately this America's team, or Team America, do you guys ultimately think this is going to hurt the people that are in it, Donnie and Derek and Frankie, or do you think that it won't affect them, or what do you guys think about that? I personally don't like it, and I think that they shouldn't have to do things like that. You know, on top of playing the game, but
I do have an opinion on that. I actually mentioned it at one point tonight that I'm afraid some of these missions could, you know, put a target on their back, and it might hurt some of their, you know, friends or alliance members or something like that. And it all depends on what the mission is. So Yeah, I'm worried about that too, Bethany.
Yes, I really am. I was really disappointed when I noticed that Derek and Donnie were in it. I think that Derek and Donnie had Frankie's number. And I'm not saying – I think Frankie's playing the game, and I love people that are playing the game, so go Frankie. You know, I'm not saying anything bad, but I think that they were seeing him and what he was doing, you know, the flopping back and forth constantly from both sides of the house. And I think that as soon as this happened, they stopped concerning themselves with that as much and might cloud their judgment and force three people to be together that might not have been together to begin with.
You're right in the way that, you know, it could certainly have an effect on their game. The one thing that, you know, CBS has put in there is, you know, they can opt out and not do it. They won't get the $5,000. But if it, you know, is putting their game in jeopardy, I guess they don't have to do it. But then they won't get the money. And, of course, you know, that's a big chunk of change to be playing for. So
yeah,
I don't know that they're ever going to turn that down. So
yeah,
they're probably always going to try for it. And it could jeopardize their game, you know, in some way. So that's a tough one.
Yeah, Cherry, I was thinking the same thing, that they certainly, depending on what the mission is, could collectively say, hey, this is too dangerous, let's not do it. You were thinking the exact same thing I was, but it is a lot of money to turn down. The other thing that I found interesting the other night, when Derek and Donnie were talking, they were having some doubts about Frankie, and Derek basically said, fine, if he ends up leaving, you know, the Team America, then it'll just be the two of us. So that kind of surprised me when I heard him already talking about that. No, they hadn't even done a mission yet.
Yes, I think that Derek is playing a very, very, very good game. I think that he's playing one of the best games I've seen in a long time. I think my biggest concern is that he's on all the time, and they all know how smart he is. And it's very, very dangerous when everybody in the house knows how hard you're playing the game and knows how smart you are. And I think that's a concern, but because Frankie was going after Derek before the team, or not going after him, but he was talking about him having to go, having some questions about him, sharing some things with Devin. I think it was a couple of nights ago before the blow up, before Devin blew up the bomb squad single-handedly. I don't know. I'm just a little concerned. I think he's playing so well, but he seems to be letting everybody know he's playing so well. Hello?
I thought I got
disconnected.
No. I agree with you. I was surprised that, you know, everything happened like it did. You know, Julie said it best tonight when she said, when you name your alliance the bomb squad, it's sure to blow up. But I was surprised that it all happened as it did. And the bomb squad just sort of imploded on itself so quickly.
It did, but there's a lot of members that are still holding on to it, which really surprises me that they're still, out of the, what, eight original people, and then they added Hayden, out of those nine people, there's still six or seven of them that are wanting to move forward and think that that's good for them. So, or maybe I just see it that way, that they think that.
They're trying to rebuild it and fix it and keep it going.
You can't pick up that name, Hayden.
It's a good one.
I mean, it's like opening up a feather pillow and throwing it all over the ground. You're never going to put that back together. It's not going to happen. Just too much. And I think that the farther they get away from it, the better. But it just seems like they keep on talking about the people within it and going to it. But like I said, I think it's all wrapped up around Devin right now, and he's taking up a lot of everybody's energy and attention. And I think once he's gone, it's going to be a little bit more boring on the feeds, but I think everybody's going to be playing a better game.
Absolutely. I agree to that.
It's hard when you've got one person that you're just waiting for them to go off all the time. He's like a live grenade, and they're all hopping around him, except for Caleb. But Caleb's very dangerous with Devin because Caleb can set Devin off fast, though they're the closest, I guess, or were.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, thank you guys for taking my phone call tonight.
Absolutely. We love everything that you brought to the table. I mean, it's one of them things where it's going to be an interesting week to see if they can even, you know, be able to get Devin out. And I do agree, but I just feel like the morale in the house would be better if they got rid of Devin.
Yes. Yes, they all will. Like I said, as soon as they sweep up the shrapnel that he's scattered out and get him out the door, I think that they can all concentrate on what their goals are versus concentrating on, you know, one person. So, but I'm excited about the rest of the season, and hopefully I'll get to call in again soon. If not, you guys will see me in the chat room.
Please.
We always love
so nice.
You, listening, Bethany.
Oh, I love you guys. Well,
Bethany,
I
as your chat,
said
chat room says, talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Bye, girl. Bye. Bye, Mom.
Oh,
bye.
I love you.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad. And you guys are just fabulous. And I just want to thank you again. You guys, I know you put a lot of time and work, and you give up doing things that maybe you want to do on a Thursday night, Monday night. And I really appreciate the show. It's nice hearing you guys every week.
Oh, well, thank you.
Appreciate that.
Well, you're very welcome. It's my pleasure to say one little nice thing when I get to enjoy all your work every week.
Oh, that means so much to all of us. So much.
Well, you are definitely doing Ron proud, and I had listened when he was still announcing, and it's just such a pleasure to get to continue to listen.
Means the world to all of us. Thank you so much, Bethany.
You're welcome. You guys have a good night.
You too.
Thank you. You do the same,
you
babe.
Too.
Keep calling
you.
In.
You're
and
welcome.
Hear from you, okay?
I will. You know I will.
Okay, hon.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Well, she is a sweetheart.
We're out of callers. She is a doll. I just adore her.
Wow. I know that, you know, she's been trying to, well, we, you know, she, I think she had us on mute, I think, last week, or, you know, a couple of weeks ago. So it's really nice to be able to get a true fan, you know, to be able to call into the show. And that's what it's all about, is the fans. And we do appreciate everyone that listens to the archives and everyone in the chat room and podcast. We do appreciate, and all the callers, especially, I mean, a special thanks to Chicken George. I tell you what, I mean, he just knocked it out of the park, and it was just really awesome to be able to hear from him. And, you know, it's just, I know it's a huge difference from how the game was played in Season 1 all the way to Season 16, because it changes itself every year. You know, it's changed, you know, since I've played the game.
Oh, yeah, and talking about changes, reference our special guest tonight, how much all the seasons have changed since Season 1.
Absolutely. I agree. And, you know, the thing is, you know, I feel like with Chicken George, I think he learned a lot in All-Stars. I think that if, you know, there was an All-Stars 2 thrown out at him, and he actually went in the house, I think you would actually see him do alliances and stuff a lot better just because he has a better feel on it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
No, I really loved how, you know, Team America had to talk about apple pie, bald eagle. Like you said, you saw it going on and did not realize what was, you know, happening at the moment. And I think that was really kind of cool because, you know, if they pulled the wrong person, you know, in there and not Team America, that could throw the whole thing, you know, in jeopardy.
Yeah.
Oh, it certainly could have. I couldn't agree more.
Kaba, we've got one last caller, I think just wants to come up and say hi before
awesome.
We close the show. We've got Jay Jordan, Ron's niece, on the air with us. Jordan,
hey,
how are you doing tonight?
Hey, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Amazing. So are you happy with the outcome of the two HOHs?
I don't know so much about Nicole, but I'm happy that Derek got it.
Well, I feel like with them two, they would be able, I think Derek would be able to control Nicole's decisions. I think that she will listen to him.
I don't know.
I don't know either,
Cowboy. That influential.
Yeah. She's kind of been waiting to step up to the plate, and I'm going to be really interested to see that negotiation going on between the two of them.
I agree. I think it's going to be interesting by all means.
Yeah.
You know, my thing is I'm curious of what Derek's wife would think. You know, he's having to share, a little apartment, you know, with Nicole, which I know it's separated. But, you know, I bet she would have felt more at ease if it was another guy, you know, in HOH. But by studying Derek's gameplay and stuff, he loves his wife and kid so much. I haven't even seen him flirt with a one girl in the house.
Absolutely not.
So I don't think that there's, you know, anything to worry about on that part. So, Jordan, what do you think that they're going to be able to backdoor Devin? I know that's going to be very hard to do, but do you think that it's going to be another player sneak through the cracks and then probably possibly win HOH next week and stir the pot up again and everyone realizing, oh, why didn't we get him out last week?
I think the smart thing for everybody to do would be to get him out, but I think the only way they're going to be able to do it is after the power of veto, because I think if he's one of the first ones on the block that he'll win it, because he's
right.
A strong player. But he's ridiculous, and that bringing Hayden in to, like, their nine-person alliance now, all that is just crazy. The best thing for everybody is for him just to go away.
Right, I totally agree. I mean, when he did that, I was like, why are you bringing another person? You don't need to do that.
I mean, six was enough, much less eight, and now nine. And he's just all about that with that trust. I mean, these other people have other alliances that they're loyal to, but he's like, hey, here's my alliance. Let me tell you all about it. So, and I like what Frankie said. This is the Big Brother house. Stop telling the truth. Stop telling everybody about the alliance.
Absolutely. You know, everyone's being honest, and that's why Frankie's like, stop. You know, it's like, I don't know, they haven't watched the game. I mean, and half of them haven't. You know, half has and half hasn't.
Well, it's going to be an interesting week, folks. That's for sure.
Week after week after week, I'm hoping.
Yes. Yes.
I have to just bring up this one thing. I think you picked some great quotes, but I love Donnie's DRs, and they do a great job editing to give us good things. But when he was sitting there when the POV ceremony blew up and we saw his DR, he said, "I had a front row seat."
Yes. He enjoyed that veto meeting immensely.
Oh, I heard when Cherry was talking about her favorite quotes, one that I liked that I didn't hear anybody mention was or something that stuck out. I like when Derek was talking and he said about the chessboard. This isn't a street fight. This is a chessboard. I really liked that in that episode tonight for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah. Red Wine Girls, let me just mention it in the chat room, too. This isn't a street fight. This is a chess game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was a good one, too. There's so many from tonight's show.
Okay, I have to give props to our Red Wine. Everybody knows that when you're watching a tennis tournament, you can see people's heads turn. She said, I thought Donnie was at Wimbledon the way his head was turning from side to side. It was a great moment. I loved that.
That's great.
I'm ready to get a whiplash. And certainly I also loved the reaction of Frankie when he realized what was about to go down. I mean, he looked scared holding on to the girl's hands next to him. No, it's going to be a great season. It already is, in my opinion.
I agree. I certainly agree. Well, I think we've about hit our time limit here tonight, folks. I want to thank everyone for calling in. Jordan, it was so nice to hear your voice again. We always love it when you call in. It was such an honor to have you call in. Go ahead.
And I was going to tell you in the chat room, Terry, the message that I was typing for you, but I figured since I'd come on air, I'd just let everybody know. I had my first accounting job interview this morning, so I need everybody to cross fingers and say a little prayer.
Awesome. I will certainly keep you in my prayers. Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, I know last time me and you talked, we were talking about my job situation, and I've worked so hard in school and stuff, and my job situation currently isn't that great, and I had that interview. I don't even know how it went. I don't know how I feel about it, but I just know I really want this job, and I've worked so hard, so I'm...
Where is it?
In my prayers. What kind of accounting job is it?
It's just an entry level position for a local carpet mill here. I didn't expect to come out of college and start at the top as much as it would have been nice. So, you know, I was looking for entry level, and they'll have me in accounts payable and receivable. So I'll be learning the whole thing. Mostly clerical stuff, and then I'll have the potential to move up. So it's a great starting point.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, I certainly hope you get it and can move on from your current situation and never look back.
Me too. And thanks, guys. And thanks for letting me mention it. I just wanted to. Because I need all the finger crossing and prayers I can get.
Well,
you got my
toes crossed.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, sweetie. And you've got to call back in and let us know, okay?
Absolutely.
I will. This is the second Thursday in a row. I might be becoming a regular.
Absolutely.
Well, I hope so. We'd be honored. So keep us informed and let us know if you know when you hear back when they tell you to start your new job, because I know you're going to get it. So
I will definitely let y'all know.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap the show up tonight. I want to thank everybody that called in tonight. Cowboy, thank you so much for getting us Chicken George. It was
absolutely
a blast hearing for him.
Yes, it
that
was.
That was so much fun. And can't wait for next week. And just want to mention to everyone to remember Manic Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central with Michelle Costa. So join us for that show Monday. Again, that's 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. We'll see you then. I'm going to close the show with Ron, as we always do. Take care, everybody. Have a great weekend. God bless everyone.
Thank you.
Ron, take us out. Good night, everyone.
Tonight was a great show, and thank you guys for coming. And I'm going to quit off the show with a song, and something that is truly, I say thank you to y'all. Like, song ain't working. Say thank you for coming to the show. You are so great, and I love you all. We thank you. We thank you for coming to the show. And we... Okay, fuck. I couldn't get this before to work. Talk to you guys later.
I love hearing him laugh like that. That's such a sweet sound to hear Ron laugh with that high laugh like he did. You know the switchboard wasn't working that night. everyone, have a great weekend. Take care. God bless. Cowboy, Paul, Jordan, everyone, say goodnight to everyone still listening.
Good night, everyone. Thank y'all.
Good night.
And good night. That was pretty cool. We didn't talk over each other in our good nights. Good night, Sherry.
Good night. Good night, Paul. Good night, Kyle. Good night, Jordan. And good night, everyone. God bless and have a great weekend.